two reasons to go in the Shana Shtiko. First of all, the Indian, I want to speak about Muktzah, Nishkloch Klobim, in Gans and Aloch and Meister. Second, because under the Meurel sein. So I was trying to make it close, we'll try to market the Gans and Indian. Nishkin Nuchis Bishul, of the Klor Zach, we spoke a bit about crackpot, of the we're trying to mesader it Klor and Gansin, saying, Bid Aloch and Meister clear, Mitzvah Hashem Siyana Dishmaya, the ganze aloch is to put back on the fire, not to put back, you take off the fire. There's a lot of different complicated nafkaminas. But we'll try and shtikel, if we have the lomdes, to follow through the ganze klolim, or the ganze seder aparshi. I'll say it in Sudan, or Shepokim of the Touch, and we'll get through. Chazal asked two yisurim in Shabbos. One isur chazal asert shehiye, and one isur chazal asert chazol. Shehiye is leaving on the fire, and chazol, if you took off the fire, you're not allowed to machzik. Chutz from them is isur bishu. This is be'etzem lechure, not negeh. We'll see lemaise bishu comes in the sideway. We'll not go into bishu. But Chazal asked Shehiyah and Chazal asked Chazal. But Chazal asked Shehiyah, says the Machlekes, we said, it's two shittas la aloche. One shita Chazal asked to put anything on an open fire before Shabbos, only if it's mitztamek v'ralo you're allowed. If it's not mitztamek v'ralo, you're not allowed to leave nothing on an open fire. This is ein shita in Shechonot. Das ist kimat nicht mehr gehe, kimat jede Sache in der Welt, that we have, every chont, is mit stomach wie offene. Maybe a soup is mit stomach wie rande. But kimat is not mehr gehe, the mice, you can't leave nothing on an open fire. Das ist der herrschte Schiet. If it's gold for cotton, you're allowed to. Die zweite Schiet erhält? Nee. Every Sache, that nisbashel, schlisch, bishu, you're allowed to leave it on an open fire. Das ist Shehiyah. So you have clearly two sheetahs. One sheetah, you're not allowed to leave nothing on an open fire. Chutz from its stomach v'rale. The second sheetah holds, you're allowed to leave chutz from Michael Bendelsoy. Kash v'gvove is maybe muta. The maizah, the poiskim decided the gaz is nishkan kash v'gvove, so it's not negea, different protein in the sugya, different protein in the halacha, not negea. What is negea to us, what we come out in our practical ovens, are כמעט לכולה חוץ מהמציאה נבא שאול לפי כולה אלמה is heis גחולים or the go of the kotum. See? So maybe we have a machlekes. One sheet to hold, you're not allowed to only go of the kotum. One sheet to hold, you're allowed to full meichel ben dursoi la aloche. The Mishnebura says toiv to be machmir the herrshta sheet. Chaznish says you don't have to be machmir. The Mishnebura says toiv to be machmir. This is the reason Klal Yisrael don't leave on an open fire things for Shabbos. Most of Klal Yisrael don't leave on open things on Shabbos. Because they hold that the Maisel Lekatchile, the Choish is not to leave on an open fire. If it's gold for Kotu, the cover, the fire is covered, Lekula Alma you're allowed to leave. Right? So we have three halachas. We have to be the student that when we start to run into the claw. And a close fire, you're allowed to leave everything, kimat. Maybe if it's raw, like a tchile not. But a machel ben dosoi, you're allowed to leave on a cover fire. And an open fire, one sheet to hold, you're not allowed to. The other sheet to hold, you're allowed to. Like a tchile, we don't leave. The ma'isim me'ikar adil mipaskin, you're allowed to leave on an open fire. Azach ben izbashen, kemachel ben dosoi. Dosi da aloche. You're allowed to leave. Now, is a machlekes chazanish, this is what we spoke, machlekes chazanish and Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach are blechs, what we put in the fire. Seheis gorv v'kotum, or seheis ishkin gorv v'kotum. The chazanish says the blech is nishkin gorv v'kotum. But the reason you're allowed to leave it on the fire, because we paskin that every cooked zach, you're allowed to leave on an open fire. Why we can't put a blech? The chazanish is very tzorchim, why we put a blech. There's different terutzim. Me'ikar adin, some people say, when you pick up the fire, you move the fire. It's a very terrible, that's why we put on a blech. The fi, Rishon Zalman, we put on a blech, because we want to yotze the first shita, that we don't leave food on a fire, only if it's mitztamak v'raloi. But if it's not mitztamak v'raloi, we don't leave food on a fire. This is the reason we have a blech. The Vinach has nish, the blech is good, because the katchila, you could pass him, are you allowed to leave on the fire? We have a blech, we feed the mishnah brura, that's also good, because with the heaven, it's going over kotel. So we might say, leaving things on the fire, be'etzem, it's allowed to, lekatchila, is the Indian to have them cook before Shabbat. This was neged ha'alocha, this be'etzem is ha'alocha pshuta. So everyone knows, if it's cooked before, every time to have it, a shlish bishul, lekatchila to have it, how much more mevushul, and then you leave it on a blech, that's good. Electric platter, Chaznish again says that's not going for kotu. Shlomo Zalman says that Chaznish had a different kind of electric platter. If he would have our electric hot plate, he would have a hot plate, Chaznish would also be masking. So shout if electric hot plate is going for kotu but not. Chaznish speaks about electric hot plate, says it's not good. Moving the coals, it's gold. Kotu is covering it with silver foil, heavy silver foil. And pieces. He says, "Dust is gold." It has to make it really change the heat.
Even if you have the
blood, after
the
first one. Lefi the chazanish. Lefi the chazanish is a suffix of kivayeg. So the ma'aser you have to. It's a suffix of kivayeg. If you have to, I'm saying clear. This is the ma'aser. This is only just to go into it. The halacha rivachas. Everyone knows when he comes to his house, he cooks at least shlish bishul. And he puts it on the blech. He got stuck and he didn't manage to do a shlish bishul before Shabbos. So it's a problem, lemaisa. The only eitzah is a second before Shabbos to throw something raw in to be matzah it. If we'll have time, we'll go to it. But the normal is when everyone is matzah, normal people do in the house, they cook it a shlish bishul before Shabbos and they leave it on a blech, on a hot plate, and this is mutar lefi kula alma. It's okay. If you're not choish the chazanish, the blech is okay. No, it's not totally that. Some people say the chazanish said if it didn't have a zeh, but this is really not the goal. But if you get to the chazanish, you get to that. No one knows how to do it. Never have they had people that they have electric platazza, hot plate, and they put on top of it like a blech. Then you get to the kula alma. The blech, but this is what normal, what everyone says. Now, when we go back, and this is the problem, is when you take off the fire. After you took off the fire, you want to put it back on the fire. Dost heist chazor. Dost heist chazor. This is what Beikia I want to speak about. Chazor. Chazal asked to do chazor on an open fire in Shabbos. You never allowed to do chazor on an open fire in Shabbos. The men of the chazanisnikas don't have no way to do chazor, and at Nebrak no one takes off a chant in Shabbos. Because if you take off a chant, you can't put it back. They hold the blech, and this can go over kotel. It's fire. They're a machmer and electric plate. They're not mekabel from Zalman's time, the chazanish was moide. And they, if they take off from the blech, they don't put back in Shabbos. So what they do? When they want to steal chant Shabbos night, they take the chant without taking it off the fire. Now I'll explain in a second why they do it. We the mice hold that you're not allowed to take off chant from the pot when it's on the fire. So we pick up and we hope that Shabbos Zalman is gerach. I say, hey, it's going over kotum and we put it back. Right? This is Be'etzem the Ikar Aloch. So I want to mechalik it. There's a lot of brotim just to break the maratis and to make it clear. Chazor is mutter in Shabbos. It's a sugi. Mitzvah Shabbos will see it. It's a lot of nafkiminis. A lot of pirtei dinim in chazor that are very vichtik lemaise. But chazor, be'etzem, you can ask a shayle, you're doing bishul when you're putting it back. How are you allowed to put it back? It was off the fire. You've been vashal in Shabbos. The teretz is, Ein Echanami, is a condition in bishul, in chazor, that it has to be mevushel kol tzorkoi and cham roiteach machleis. Has to be boiling lefi the svardim
and the bushel can talk even if it's Ashkenazi. The fit Ashkenazim, it doesn't have to be boiling hot, it could be warm. The fit Sfaradim, it has to be boiling hot, and it's mevushel kol tzorkin. Why? If it's not boiling hot, the fit Sfaradim and liquid, they hold yesh bishul achal bishul. So if it's not mamish boiling, if you put it back, you're mevashel on Shabbos. The Ashkenazim hold, if it's warm, there's no bishul achal bishul if the ready was cooked. So if it's warm, you could put it back. Because it's bishul achal bishul. Bishul achal bishul. It's making the atzer erat later. It will be at later. Put it back. Yes, bishul. If it's cold, yes, bishul achal bishul belach. No. Mevushel kol tzorkin. Now, the nozer halacha, mevushel kol tzorkin. Something is not mevushel kol tzorkin, shitas rov rishonim, it's mevashel. So these are the two conditions. For sure, the Yeshivish Velt has the famous question, you're a Sfaradi person, you took off your fire, and it became warm. You're allowed to call the Ashkenazi neighbor to put it back or not? He's allowed to, you're not allowed to. So don't leave me either of them or not. This is one of the famous shaylos. If we have time, it's the guy, the Shemitah. He keeps Shemitah, I don't keep Shemitah. I'm allowed to tell him to throw it in the garbage or not. This is the outer shaylos. So here the main shaylos is, Adamal, you take off the fire. You're allowed to ask the Sfaradi. You're not allowed to put it back. Because you're a Sfaradi. And it's not boiling hot anymore. But the Ashkenazi is allowed to put it back. And if you did it, you're allowed to eat it. Yeah, this is the second shayla. If you're aspiring, remember, you can go to Rav Sam Rabbani Mamatri. Sam Rabbani Mamatri to the Sfaradi to tell the Ashkenazi to do it. Or if you're a Sfaradi Bochur, you go to eat with someone Ashkenazi that is told Shon by night and they will not make you to put it back, you're allowed to eat it. But there maybe it's leichter. There maybe it's leichter. Okay, this is a poshta halacha. So you have to have roiteach lefi the Sfaradim and warm lefi the Ashkenazim, and you have to have mizbashel kol tzok. Came Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach with a big chiddush and said that lemaisa every chonpa that has chicken inside, the bones till middle of the night, maybe before the morning, are never mizbashel kol tzok. To suck the bones good, they need to be very cooked. To eat the gargles, almost like to chew the bones, like around 8 o'clock in the morning it's ready. So men is talking from a Zalman, if you have bones, you're not allowed to put it back. If you put it back, it could be a shayla for Na'isul Dari Raisa. The Yingalite in Yerushalayim didn't like this psak. It sounded very funny. People are not allowed to put back a chamba. They went to Ramesha Feinstein in America. Ramesha told him he never heard people eat bones. But he says, I'm not masking to the tshuva. Especially he says, cow bones, who eats it? This, even if it gets off inside, there's no way to get there. No, the main, the cow bone. And even the chicken bone, a cow, the big bone, meat bone. Big bone. A meat bone. You can't get into it. What?
There's a hole in there.
Yeah, but normally there's no hole in Shabbos. How is the hole? Okay, wait. Will explain to him that there's a way to eat it. Wait. And the chlach chicken bones, you never saw people eat. But he writes in his letter, "Aval avakish lageshes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach v'lahalus le'atshuva sheli liros ma'yoyma." Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't know. He asks his neighbors. Everyone eats bones. So for sure, the Velt says Americana, Israel, Yerushalayim. As Rav Shlomo Zalman writes like this, that it's clear that even if Moshe is right, and no one in America will eat bones, when you come to Israel, there's a place that people eat bones. You for sure, if you put it back, you over a mevasher. Shlomo holds even in America people eat bones. The mindset today is the Matthias says you suck even the big bones, you suck them and the sides. And Shlomo says, takes after 3 hours it's nothing worth to suck them. After 10 hours it's worth to suck them. This is Mamash Mivash. So Shlomo holds if you have bones, there's no chicken bones for sure. The other bones, you know, this where the Zakhuma is saying. Or if you have gargles inside these things, this Friday, I'm thinking about maybe came some person, a Choshev person, said he made a Kiddush last week. 2 minutes before Shabbos, the guy in the restaurant gave him like 5 necks. He told him, "Mamet before Shabbos is the trout in." He told him, "I don't want bones." He told him, "Don't worry, till Shabbos afternoon it melts." So Mamet shmach los gishmak. This is Mamet. What? Shlish Bishul doesn't help because no, but if it's chai, Mamet is saying before Shabbos is ahead. Yeah. Mistama, 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 Mistama But as I pass through some of the Meister, Klal Yisrael, the Meister, the Gedenzach on the Chumre, the Meister, especially people that eat bones, I mean, for sure, after we chose it, the Meister, the Metzies, we eat bones. The Meister was talking about higher class, which they said, Nish, he didn't sit and suck bones. But the Metzies is, when, if you suck bones, which was Alan's Gerach, he said, for sure, if the people around you suck bones, no, if people eat the bone, so it's a bishul on the bone. So my chalodom. So then the bone is never, it's not a meichel. This is what Moshe tells us. The Moshe will show the bone is not a meichel. So maybe the shlish bishul goes on the chicken. From Shlomo Zalman tells him the bone is also a meichel. So it has not a shlish. You have to be special called tzolkoi. Then you don't eat the chalal. It's not a part of the pot. Rosh Hashanah says in this area, it looks the Ma'aser Rosh Hashanah was machu. Even the Tshuva he writes down, the Tshuva is printed in Alichos and Shulchan Shleima, Simen Reish Nun Gimel. It looks like he was machu. It's covered with Moshe. He writes the Chesed. If he's in my area, I'm Ma'aser Rosh Hashanah. He's like, wait, I eat bones. I said, yeah, I myself eat bones. It's a food.
No.
Rosh Hashanah time is after it's ready cooked. More, but most of the time, what is the difference now? No, this is hard. But it's not the Rosh Hashanah. Mine is time to be awesome. The same thing, Rav Meir says a lot of times the barley in the night when you take the chunt is not completely ready yet. You could eat it. But it's less than it's time to be awesome. This. The marrow, the soul. So this is a Moshe class. Maybe it does, it just is a way to get into the bone. So it's only a dua. But the Maisa of Shem Zalman says, you have to know the Shir. If the Maisa inside is mamish completely ready, and it's easy to get it, but the Maisa of Shem Zalman says people suck the bone themselves. There's different places people like to bite the corner.
So
you have to know the Shir. When it's bones inside, it's a big problem to know the Shir to put it back. This is the first Chumah that the Maisa. Now, the second chumre that comes from the same halacha, we're going to divide. So, okay, if you have bones, it's a problem to put back the pot. I'm saying chicken bones for sure. Cow, meat bones, you have to know the shear, what is the shear, how much you suck them. Some of them are taken out, made for eating. You have to know the mitzvah. Now, the halacha isu hagosa. Right? Everyone knows why you pick up the chunt when you steal chunt. Because to take with a lid, with a. As a zakh you take out, there's a problem with agosa. Now, what is the aloha of agosa? The aloha is, kol zman that is eina mevushel kol tzolkoi, it's also. If it's mevushel kol tzolkoi, so then the aloha is, lekatchile, when it's on the fire, you're not allowed to be megis, you're not allowed to take out. When it's not on the fire, you're allowed to take out. So again, when it's bones, again, it's a problem to take out, because it's not mevushel kol tzolkoi. But I'm not speaking about that. But we know the reason we pick up the pot is because we hold you're not allowed to take out the food, because when you take out the food, you're causing to mix the food. This is hagosa. Right? So this is the reason when we take chunk, we pick up the pot. Even if you're not mechamed to mix, you just take out the chunk. It's also midrabban. This is the reason we pick up the chunk. Right? Well, it's mixing. The salim is a mix. Now, b'shas atchak, if you can't pick up the pot, b'shas atchak, if it's mevushel kol tzolkoi, you're allowed to take even when it's on the fire. This is the halach. This means the chaznishnikas hold it to shas atchak, because if you take it out the fire, they can't put it back. So they prefer, and they hold, it's also shas atchak, so the main thing, they prefer, I know Rav Gash Eirish, Rav Shiv Rapanovich, he opens the fire chum, puts him a little, he takes out the chum. For his kids, not for himself. No Shabbos. He holds it's better to be choysha, she's so machmir, that he hates to open fire. The Shabbos, what to be before? Das is a chum of an achaznish, Das is Mishabur says you're not allowed to take out. Das is pasha. This everyone knows. I'm going to tell you exactly what people don't know. So this everyone knows, to take chum, you have to pick it up, and to take out the chum. And the fire, we know we don't take. Everyone knows that, right? This is the halacha that was nichnas to Klal Yisrael. You don't take out the food on the fire.
the same issue to take off like a tchila. So if it's ainu mevusha katzorik of his bones, it's mamish a problem. We said we don't touch these parts of the bones. Even under fire, we don't touch them. It's not only an issue to put them back; it's an issue even to take off. But the main problem I'm going to see, the same issue you can't take out food with a spoon as a from the chung. Why? Because it makes it to cook better. Zogt Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're not allowed to cover the chunk with a cover. Because the open part cooks less good from the open part. Man, Zogt Rav Shlomo Zalman, two chidushim la'aloche. If it's bones and someone opened the chunk part, it's a shchash isur deraisa to close back the chunk part. Even if you didn't pick up the chunk part. It's a shchash isur deraisa. You came to yeshiva, you decided to steal chunk. You open it, you see a whole chicken inside. Finish, you can't close the chunk part. You can't close it. Someone told me it's a chash gezel, so he wants to be making it with the rabbon to close it. I'm not afraid, it's just telling me it's this is one chumr. Second chumr, for your private kitchen, even if it's mizbashel kol tzorkoi, and there's no bones, as they do you makpid lekatchile, not to take out with a spoon from the chumrs on the fire, if you open the pot, you're not allowed to close them on the fire. Because you come home, you want to pick in the chum, if you open it, you're not allowed to close it. You have to ask someone to pick up the chant and then to close it. The same issue if taking out chant that everyone is makpid to do, to pick up the chant, just to pick in the chant to see what is happening, is also. You're allowed to pick. You're not allowed to close it. The opening is not a problem. Closing is an issue. Shasatchat, yesh lahokir. But the same amount that you make to make a gosser. That this everyone doesn't know. Even Basha Katsoka. Because we said agosa is also even bashika tzorkei. Why you pick up the chant to take off chant? Because when you mix it, it goes better. Chazal, this is hilchas bishul. This is hilchas bishul.
Even if there's no bones, you can't close. Even
if it's bones, it's aveira to close. If it's no bones, it's lekatchila. What? Yeah. As every people are marked, everyone knows the halacha. This halacha, you see, people mamish on a ratzin, people don't know. It's the same problem if... Lekatchila for sure. Some people say, and be mamish. But for sure, it's better to wipe it. After you stole the chunk, it's better to, if you're sfardi, it's better to wipe the cover. There's enough liquid there, and it got cold. The same thing if you're Ashkenazi, not to put people or member to hold the chant in the hand. They forget, they put the lid down. If the lid has liquid, it's a problem then to put it back on the fire. And I knew when I was a kid, to steal chunk, you need three people. One to hold the chunk, one to hold the cover, one to take out the chunk. Or you can wipe the lid, yeah? It's just to wipe the lid. But you have a problem, you understand why you have a problem. Because I, no option is almond oil, but if it's on the fire, I can't close the lid. So where I put the pot? On the fire, so I can't put on the lid. How I put back the lid? When I wipe it. How I wipe it? I put down the pot of the chon on the side? I'm just saying that you have to remember that you can't put back, I'm just reminding. I'm trying to be very practical to remember, you put back the chunk, you can't put back the cover. It's magus. Because if you plan to put in the cover, there's no reason to take off the chunk. You can take off the whole chumah you took off the chunk, you wanted to be machmir, magus on the fire, even bashik or sotah. So the ganze chumah is in there, and you just put on a lid there. And stands wissen that a lid is much more chumah from taking out chunk. Lid is, okay, chaznish is matter in both. Taking out chunk, some people say the ma'aseh, you're not mechaven to make it to cook better. It's the mitzvah. You mechaven to make it the mix. You want a piece of meat, you want a piece of kishke. You're not interested to mix it. So why you close the pot? If you don't close it, it will boil out. Because you mamash mechaven to make it to cook better. Maybe that. And it will dry up, and the liquid will stay in. You're busy. I'm saying it's more kavonas bishul. Here you can say in miskaven lenichal and all the zachen. I bet someone to take on my kishka, I don't mind. Covering the lid is mamish the same bishul. I didn't say that. If you put it down. No, the ladle you don't have to. That's a real clear issue. Is that a din of Kriya Shema? It cools down completely. No, no, no. Normally it doesn't cool down so quick. Seriously, it doesn't cool down. If you ask anything cold, less than you ask anything cold. But if it's warm a bit, it's enough.
Every chunk,
but if you took off the cover, you're not allowed to put back the cover. Every chunk, but. Also. Pashas not allowed. I'm telling you, it's a problem. People know you come to the kitchen, people just pick in your clothes. You know, the one who was the master. You know, you have to know that it's a problem. And if it's bone, it could be mamash a shayav and a yisrael day raisa. The raisa, the rabbon, could be a shayav and a yisrael day raisa.
And there's no pshat on the top, like a pot of water, to take out walls on the fire mamash?
Yeah.
On the fire mamash.
This is legabe the chazor atzmo. So we said chazor bo ider riteach with the sfardim, bo ider warm lefi ashkenazim, the home is bashi for tzolkin, and shumazam zaman here, was meir reknitsch. Now, it's another tnoim in chazor. As a tnoim in chazor, the gemara zog, the home bo ider bi yodoi, ve daitoi la adu. It's tnu tnoim. No, the besiyosif is a bissel amdash. The first we speak bi ikar aloha. Ikar aloha, the Ramah brings down, shitas harishayim, you have to have two tnoim. Oidoi beyodoi, the daito lachzir. It's not oidoi beyodoi, and it's not daito lachzir, it's not good. You have to have oidoi beyodoi, the daito lachzir. So, lekatchil, the Mishnebura paskins, that this will everyone is makpid, lekatchil, to hold the chant in the hand, and to have in mind to put it back. Bidiyevet, talk to Mishnebura, if you have it in your hands, and you didn't have a das to put it back. Other, you have a das to put it back, but it's not on your hands anymore. It's on a mito, safsor or makel. This is what the Gemara calls it. A bed, a chair, or a stick. You're allowed to put it back. If it's on the karka, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if daito lachziro, it's not good. Again, meikar din, you have to have daito lachziro v'oidoi biyodet. B'dievet, daito lachziro alein is ginuk. Other, oide biyode alein is ginuk. But we said daito lachziro alein is ginuk. If it's on the floor, it's not good. The fit is falling. It's mamish b'diavad b'diavad. Fit Ashkenazim b'diavad god l'moyd. Rav Shmuel Zalman is mad. This is ikar aloch. This what we'll get. So oide biyode. You have to have oide biyode the daito lachziro. Now, what is the mile of Oida Biyodai? Oida Biyodai is, Chazal didn't let to put new things on the fire. The Yisrael of the longest is, and here we see the Machlegas of Shach, with Rosh Hashanah. The longest of Chazorah is, you're not allowed to put new things on the fire in Shabbos. It's Chazorah, it's a Hemshach from before, we make Legidah Tzuri. So if it's in my hand, and I had a plan to put it back, it's like a Hemshach from the Frildik. Nothing new. I'm just Mamshach what given before. So it's not considered a nuzach. It's not considered a nuzach. The man, I'm allowed to put it back. But if I put it on the floor already, shechess a chadas. Or if I didn't put it on the floor, but I was planning not to put it back, it's also hes a chadas. We say, but the evidence, if it's oide biyodo, even if you didn't have a das to put it back, or if it's on a table, on a chair, and a mito, or a makel, you're allowed to put it back. If it's daito lachziro. What?
Why not
Nuzach
on the fire?
Nuzach on the fire in the love. Mexican Vash. On top of the there is my Nuzach. We're going to put back the pot in the place that it was. The Numul Chazor. Right? This is the Numul Aloch. So the Klal is Oide Biyodoi V'dayte Lachziroi Lekatchile B'diyevet Oide Biyodoi V'ein Dayte Lachziroi Oder even Dayte Lachziroi. But mitokis shulchan lemaisa, they say it's also the same thing. Now it's two shayla. The first shayla is vos heist oide biyodei. What would be if you hold it in your hands and you put it on the floor, but you leave your hands on it? Say heist oide biyodei or not? You're not allowed. If you left it like a tchila, you have to have it in your hands and you have to have a das to put it back. Say it's in my hands. I put it on the floor, but I'm holding on to it. See, heist either be other or not. So the Maram Shik Paskins, the Mises Mucher and Shukhanol, that it's us. Das heist ich kann either be other. The Shemir Shabbos of says this is only on the floor. But if it's on a table and you're holding onto it, so das heist either be other, the Deite Lachzirot. Then the Shemir Shabbos says that if you put it on a table and you put your hands on it, just hastily, and you have a daf to put it back, so lekatchila it's mutter. So it's a very easy way. You take the chunk, you put it on the table, you leave one hand on it, and like this you take the chunk.
This helps for the lid also.
What? If the lid will be in your hand. So a lot of people say this is on the tzomis. If it's on the table, but it's touching, it's a smichado. But they say if you will leave it halfway hanging, you leave it half in the table, half in the ear. And if someone will take off your hand, you tap over. So then we mitzalif. So nish mamish al ha-shulchan. The mice in my hand is holding it. And the floor, I'm not sure if I'll be mitzalif. But on a table, half in the hand, say, nishmir shabbos kim chosr, you have an hutu b'saymach, hold the kathchile, a table with a hand is mutter. If you want to be machmir shtigl, say, mer mistaber, to andre, so you're not making the zafal, but if it's half on the table, half on the hand, and daiter achzira is mutter. Then it's mutter lekulam. That's shayf and agosah. It's another problem. Now, what is the shayish? Yeah, near the counter. What is the halacha there? Say it's a table, a floor. Some people say it's like a floor. It's connected to the floor. So the shayla, what is the vaulted floor? Some people say the reason floor is also because of kavua dikemakim. Chazal said a table, a chair. These places are not so kavua. A counter is a kavua dikeplatz. Mele it's also. Talking the lambim fakel. A counter is normally in the middle of the cooking, people put it down there, change the fire, put it back. Say, hey, it's alts ein zach. It's mutter. What? Oh, wait. So this svar is svar is ahel, svar is ahim, so we can't say nothing about a counter. But then there came another svar. What would be if someone puts it on the floor, but he knows you're not allowed to put it on the floor, so he puts a piece of paper on the floor and he puts it on the floor. Zog the ram. Shabbos Lamed Ches, which was Amos says, Alochem Mekin Tzoymech, was Hesish Kin Kar. So it's okay. If you need it, you don't have a braver, just put a blanket and put a pat on the blanket. And this is like Mishum Zaman. And this is like Dera. Complete again. Oida bi yada, the fear of my word. Oida bi yevet, the gabi bi yevet, that the Shaz at Chayk, you could say me, and these sheet is, that even if it's not bi yada, if it's on a shulchan, with Eidele Akzi, it's okay. Why? They say that the lundus of karka is because karka is cold. The essence of karka is because karka is cold. So maybe some people tell you that the counter is also cold. Table is wood. This is close. If you put it, some people have these restaurants have these tables from also from shayish. But this is garnish. That's the table. But some people say these are counters. But lemaisa, I'm saying people are machmir and shayish shtickle. The Pshem Zaman Ayabach says the nushim of Shabbos will be printed. The Pshem Zaman Ayabach brings down there that it's mutter as they be a table. It's mutter like a floor. If you want to be machmir, the best thing is you put on your counter a towel, and then even if it's a floor, lemaisa the Ran said will be allowed. Again, we're speaking when you have to. Shasatcha. So lemaisa, this halach is quite close. A table, a mitzvah, a shulchan, b'di'evet, it's mutter, it's daito le'achzir. And lekatchile mamish lefir of neivet, if you put your hands on it. And a counter, Zalman says it's like a table. And some people are machmir. Now, came up Kiveyegi and had a shayla. What would be if someone else took off your pack and you put it on the floor? I put it on the table. Were you allowed to put it back or not? They cleared up Kibbeh. Someone else came to you, fired and took off. Other Moisah double shayna shaloya, ain't other Moisah double shayna shaloya.
So McVeigh says if he put his mamish on the floor, so it's a meiser, the floor asses. But if it's only the other, or it's on the table, that bathroom, the shayla is totally in the das. But he took it off. And he didn't have a das to put it back. You're allowed to put it back, or you're not allowed to put it back? Bleibt Rabbi Kibheger in a tzorichi.
What?
Do you have it? But if you put it on the table, I'm not sure. On the table, you have to have Dayat al-Azim. Right? One is good. Other Dayat al-Azim, other Biyadim. But if you put it on the table, that person.
Even if it's
Biyadim. If you put it on the table, he left it on the table.
He didn't have Dayat al-Azim.
Rav Kveger, ein oder mois hat aber scheine Schelei. Sagt Rav Schach, schuld. What? No, you're allowed to put it back. If you're allowed to put it back or not. If it's, if Yenim does have a schus to take it off, so he doesn't have a schus to decide that he wants to take it off. But Chazor is not Nefzik Mevash. Chazal said, only if you took it off Dash Elay Leachzir. He doesn't have a schus to make a Zazach. Dr. Rav Shach, if your talis fell off doing davening, right, you have to make a bracha, right? If someone pulled off your talis, you say, in other words, if your talis falls off, Mr. Buddha says you have to make a bracha, right? If someone pulled off your talis, in other words, one second, if someone takes off the talis, you have to go to the toilet, you have to make another bracha? No. Right? Because he's al das le'achzis. Right? If you take it after das le'achzis, you don't have to make another bracha. But no foul, you have to make a bracha. But if someone else pulled it off, and the Mesdav Hashem Shalai, then Rav Shach also here. Be'etzim, if it's on the oven, it's also. Da'itim le'achzir is a matir. And the Mesdav Hashem Shalai, Pele Rav Kiveiger, so Rav Shach, it doesn't make sense what Rav Kiveiger said. What do you mean, Yerim doesn't have a schus to think that he doesn't want to take it off? Who is Yerim? If your talis falls off, you lost the, Rav Shach says, if it fell off the fire, what, are you allowed to put it back? It fell to the floor. I didn't have a das not to put it back. So Rav Shach Lemaise paskins two zachen. That if it fell off the fire, you're not allowed to put it back. This is Pashtun, the Tech Advolim. And if a talit falls off, he paskins like the Chofetz Chaim, that you have to make a bracha. And he says that if the guy takes it off, he paskins the Lech Rav Kiveger, that it's Pashtun, that you're not allowed to put it back. Talking of Shem Zaman and Shum. You know who chitzitzes. Shabur says if the talis fell off, you have to make a bracha. I know who chitzitzes. Chitzitzes, Shabur says that if the tefillin falls off, you have to make a bracha, right? Like Shabur, if it moves in the middle of davening, you don't have to make a bracha, right? Why? The Shlosh says the ganze Zeit is davening, people mean it goes off. The Mesader it, people have a das. The Mele is like, but the Shabur says if the talis falls off, you have to make a bracha. Only if it fell after davening. Aber es fehlt mir auf der Abend, ich gehe nach dem Weg gebrochen. Sie nennt sich Allah auf dem Zahn. Chidisch, people don't know that. But if the Talis falls off the middle of the evening, why did Mishnah Buhah here written it? Why did Mishnah Buhah already proved already? Mishnah Buhah, I'm all the same with people that know the whole Mishnah Buhah. It's not geschrieben from mention as long as Lama Napor Allah is gone, Napor Allah is gone. So if it's Talis, like you read Stam of a Talis. And then it's from the Zahn. I would say different, that in Tfilin people know that during davening it moves, they have a Daz. Talis normal doesn't fall off, so people don't have a Daz. Ja, aber schon zusammen nicht gesagt. Mensch, schon zusammen sagt, when people put food on the fire, they have a das, they want it there for the whole fire, for the whole fill the meal. Man, if someone takes it off, it's considered they have a das le'achzir, and they're allowed to put it back. The man ben nofal, the pot, you're allowed to put him back. And they pass him from zusammen. What? So he says, I have Kiveg, so Kiveg spoke that someone came with a kavone fakert. So Rav Kiveger, after Yenem's Kavona could stir in me, or the Ney, or the Yeh, this is the clue from Rav Kiveger. Or the Moistah Dabar Shem Shaloi, or Eina the Moistah Dabar Shem. Fakert, as they be stayed from Rav Kiveger. But if Stam, the fall of the fire, it's Pashat, like Rav Shem Zalman, you're allowed to put it back. Bitziruf, we'll see later on that there's a Shittin in Mishchanoruch, all these halachas, B'shas Atchak Godel Me'oi. That doesn't mean all chonpots. You have 100 guests and the matzah and there's no food in the whole shtot. If you don't put it back, you'll be starving the whole Shabbos. The Ramos says, "B'shas atcha godl, even if ain't daiter le'achzir, even if it's on the karka mamish, you're allowed to machzir." This is
it's not considered Shasat Chag b'diyevet you're allowed to. Shasat Chag means, Rabbi Yashi says, there's nothing else to eat, because everyone will be starving, man. Shalif and Koch Nefesh Kimat. Rabbi Zalman says, even big, big Zgeinus, it's Eichet. But okay, we have to know, this is not really Aloha to Mitzarev so much. But Rabbi Zalman says, Belom Lechem Cholik and Rabbi Shach. You're telling me, maybe I'm wrong, b'diyevet? He said, no, what's the same Rabbi Zalman? I'm telling you, Lekatchil, the same Rabbi. This aloha is much for everyone that gets married straight away. The first question that comes normal in the house is the first Shabbos. The wife normally takes off the chon. She thinks it's a soup. She changes the pot. So mostly every night they find it in the first year. The first only people that have crack pipe don't have this problem. Although normal, so you're not used to the pot. You take off the pot and she shirts the soup. She puts it down. She opens it. Oh, chon. What's good? She put it on the floor. Although again, like Abel Katchila, we said, like Katchila, you don't do it. She's allowed to put it back on us. The fear of Shach, she's not allowed to put it back. The toys, the mice that's off the fire. Shem Zalman says again, for sure people have a doubt, if a Zechel Zachel happens, they want to put it back. So Meli, you're allowed to put it back. No, the same story of Shem Zalman, the fear of Shach, doesn't have. Not for the toes. What? Mitzahar Hirtz, they fall off. So Aloch of Shem Zalman says it's Mutter, Rav Shach says it's also. Again, Shem Zalman is Mitzahar. Again, to be printed in Nushmin, in Tikkunim and Miluim already, you could find this Aloch. Shem Shabbos, Tikkunim and Miluim, Perek Aleph, where Shem Zalman brings down this Aloch. It's a very famous Aloch. You're allowed to do it like a Tchile. You're allowed to put it back. Because if not, Imam is no heter, because it's not even b'diavad. She put it on the table, so ain't I till ha'achzu, but ain't it b'yodet. Now, another case that happens very motzui, and here it's mischalik to tuzach. You come to the room, you know, the electricity jumped off, finished, there's no more fire. Another half an hour, you know, the blech is off. You're not going to put it by a neighbor or not. Here it's worse, if Shem Zalman explained. The Maaseh is mutter, Shem Zalman. But I want to explain to the London. Everyone will say, no, this is for sure better. It's Bichlal didn't go off the fire.
It's still hot.
The chunt is hot. Yeah, but it's not a fire anymore. It's Nishkin go over because it's Nishkin fire. Why here it's worse, the London? Because the whole London of Chazor, we said, the whole time I have Das, I'm connected to the fire. When the fire disappeared, I'm not connected to no fire. Says in Nish Beyodah, Nish Al Das Das. Finish. There's no more. That's the answer to weird. And that's the answer. I'm mamshich. The alter zach. It's bottle mevutu. But that's what I'm saying. That's the aloha is. You're allowed to pick it up from one blech to the other. So alt legs are in the das and shah. It's alt is bichlal.
That's become
on
the fire. Yeah. My next day is
what? My next day is what? So Zaman says, he asked me a question. What if you picked it up on das lehachdi? No, put it back. You inside the spirit chant. You picked up your chant, fire, and in the midterm the fire went off. You have to go to your neighbor? Come here. Right? So if you had melee heroes, if you picked it up, I'll die to put it back in this fire. And in the midterm the fire went off. So say, I'll die to the Achzer. So in the midterm the fire went off. So that was not even didn't go off. Now, a bigger chiddush, like Shem Zalman. This again, very vichtig lemaise. Yeah, I don't know. So I explained to you all these chidushim. Okay, but the other you have to be same chadam. What is the eighth arrow if you don't want to be same chadam? It's to take another path and put it on a different path. Not to put it back on a blech bichlal, to put it on a turned over path. By the neighbor's house. Then you're allowed to, even in Shabbos, you're allowed to put things there. You see. But I'm saying, this is not Alamo the Eitzel, I have Chantat. If you do like this, the whole thing gets spoiled, it needs to be on the fire. But I'm saying, the Nefkiminis to know the Shabbos is Chidushin, you have to know which Tark is the Chidush. Shuzamun says it's smoother. Is that for sure? Like a Tchile, if you don't have to use this, in this case, I'm speaking now, if you could put it on a turned over path, it's for sure it's better to do it. Don't forget, if you're not allowed to put it on a. To remember Alamo, the Fidah Chazish is a Aveir, you're going in a Kulav Rav Shem Zalman, in the Cheshman, in the Ramo, that the Chaznish holds in Amish HaYisur Gomo.
But the next neighbor, if he has a blech, if he has nish, it's also to put back. Stop. So you have to, if he has nish, it's also. It's a cool effort of Shem Zaman. Say this. Same effort of Shem Zaman. But here, even if he has Shem Zaman, it's a cool effort. Because we're actually not allowed to put back in a fire. Yeah, but was really was not a diet of la'achzir. So you have to know, nish tar. Right, first you have to know the klore halocha, and then to know the handle of tach. Know what is the chumah, what is nishkin chumah. The next step, that is more chamudi, is a lot of people, it happens also again in the beginning a lot of times. You prepare chant for Shabbos, givaldik a chant, you put it on the blech and you run to shul. You come back, you touch. So the wires are not the right wires. It's American one, it's Israeli electric, it never started. So here it's worse. It's Kemal Shigivan have a fire on Shabbos. I mean, it's boiling hot, now you want to take it to the neighbor. Yeah, it was boiling hot before Shabbos, you took it off the fire, on the flame, you put it on a blech, on a hot flame. Kids in the happen, never started. You come home from shul, feed the ramos in ochbar, say that. But the problem is, you'll have to go to a neighbor or not. Shul Zaman says, you'll have to go to a neighbor also. This really is mamish fight. This is in shul, what? The Philip is Yosef has to be reteach. On reteach is over tzidah. The shayla is to call the Ashkenazi neighbor. This is the shayla, to call the Ashkenazi neighbor. Shul Zaman holds you not allowed. What? No, it's not a chazor, it's mamish shehir lekatchile. It's mamish shehir lekatchile.
The whole Yishuli is almost Shabbos Kibbutz. The Shavua says you'll have to put it down. There's no way to be on it.
The Chaznish holds you're not allowed to put it down. So the Fila Chaznish, it's Asur again. But Shavua Zaman is Chorek, okay, the Shavua is Chorek, and that Chaznish. Shavua Zaman said it's better. I don't know, it's Asur. So it's like he was trying to find fire, he didn't find one fire, he was going to the next fire. So the issue of Chazal was on a fire. You took it off. Oh, shem masiach das. Hey, they put the tzurik. So I'm not a meiser. Das is not a meiser. Po birdo. Mizr, treff tzach a fire. It's a big chidushi. And even that Ramah, that I told you that, b'di'evet is mutter, that Ramah says mifush, that is heter, he's speaking in a case that he did it in Shabbos. So from mifush Shabbos, he never said it heter. But again, with a wissen, azeir, shem azal, min pas. As we make. Yeah, a person has to know the chumras. But a person has to know what's the halacha. Now, there's one more step. In the same Gemara, the Gemara has another suffix. You're allowed to take, we said, if you take it off, if it's oida biyada, you're allowed to put it back. You're allowed to turn it over to a different path and to put that path on the fire. Chazal call it pino mimichom lemichom mau. You took off from the fire, you put it in a different path, and from that path you want to put it back in the fire. You're allowed or you're not allowed? The Gemara hot asofe, the Mishneh Berurah paskins, you're allowed. You say, where's the get to us? It's very wichtig. The chont is burning. You want to take a cup of water from the kettle, you pour the water from the kettle into the cup, in the cup you want to pour it into the champa. You're allowed or you're not allowed? We're not speaking because bishul. It's warm, it's boiling. Chazor. But you're not machzir the same path. You're machzir a different path. So Shul Zaman says, it's mutter. The Mishneh Berurah said, that's mutter, so it's mutter. What? It's made of the kettle is much better. Shaif and basa b'chol, but because the heat goes in, so the water can become fleshy, and then if you take a cup of coffee, most of the chol. Most they have these, you know, people have these new kettles. On top is a chunt and the bottom is a kettle. They have a patent. So this is the water there becomes fleshy, it's the mice. But Zaman said it's mutter. People were choylik on him and they said that it has to be mutter, has to be asur, because the ganze head of the Mishneh Berurah was to take the chant, to put it in the second part, and to put the second part on the fire. Here the ma'aseh is the third part. You're taking from the kettle, you're putting in a cup, and the cup you're pouring into the fire. So
So Zalman says, Mislora is no more than to Mechalek, Fakel. If I'm allowed to put a second one on the fire, even the second one is a cold one, so to put it back to something that was on the fire, it's less Mechzikim of Asher. Fakel, it looked like it was busy just passing from one, again, the same kind of Svaras. I'm just pouring the water from here to here. What Chazal said not to do, Chazal said, if someone takes a chunk, puts it to a different pot. So it looks like someone took a cup of tea, he drank, oh, there's left water, he pours it back in. Yes, you may see Echnas, you took it off the fire, why are you putting it back? But Fakan, if he's not, if he's using the second, if Zaman says, Mazas Svor Alein, he would not be mati. Aber noch dem Mishnebure gepaskel, that it's mutter to pass on fire the fire. Mevrush Zaman says again, you're allowed to pour in to the water, and from the water to put it in the kettle. To the other part. Again, the other part we have to know. Opening the pot, closing the pot. Shut up when I go, pick it up, and you pour the water inside. Because to do it on the fire himself, it could be a shayle when I go to Ali. Thus, even in the Yisraelis, the Alochas, if Chazor and Shia. So what we said last week is, that then, if it's also to be Mazel Zayn, that's what we said, and the correct part, if it's ain't a goal of a Kotum, it's also Yisrael Chazor. This is a different problem. So, because of all the problems, it's considered ain't a goal of a Kotum, but maybe you're not allowed to be Mazel if you took it off. Some people say, some people, what they do in the crack pot is, they leave it in the crack pot. Yeah? All the problems, when they finish, when they want to steal the chum, over Shabbos, they pour from the crack pot into a different pot. And that pot, they put on a blech. This they're allowed to do. And they put a crack pot, they want to take chum in the middle of the night. So before Shabbos, they leave it in the crack pot. In the middle of Shabbos, they pour from the crack pot to a different pot, and mail it smooth. Just want to finish by cleaning all that. The water is ready mevushal. It's also mevushal. Mevushal can talk. It's not a problem.
Shouldn't
it be better
than
what
the physician
what
is it?
Pour it out
in
towards
the bottom
for instead of
taking out
in the. So what to do?
Better to pour out.
Yeah,
enochemam, enochemam.
What? So, good for Makami. Rashi says, oh, if someone was married to me, so, someone from Brisk years ago was married to me. Pshat. Rashi says, Dino, Havos Rufman Dino. Givaldik in Musa Haska. Havos Rufman Dino, Dino. But Rashi, Shidono Din Be'atz. Amro, the Shvoches, Yada in Hot Zwei. If this will be a boy, as I said later, if this will be a boy, so Rochel will have only one son. So in Veitzikah from the Shvachas, my sister will be embarrassed. So she davened to Hashem, and then Meidl, and the Zuni became a Meidl. Famous Chazal. So as then they called it Dino. Shedono Din Be'atz. So Feitzik the Shari, so what's the godless from Rochel? From Leo. That she gave over the son, although the godless is that she done a din ba'atzma. That she was mezata. So when Gedaf rufen the kid, vitro. It's dina. When the godless is dina, the chavach chashbein is bin morgen. Yeah, the shayl, the nice of this. The people make chashbein is not machen azay, machen azay. And not when they do something else, yeah. The chochme is to mezata. So when Gedaf rufen vitro. So, any of the Amoritz gitarin to me, I'm just telling you, because if you say it over to someone and he will be the Amoritz, you should know what the answer is. I thought, Leo will come and call a kid, Vitro, I'll be Shkentav. I don't think it's Shkentav in the club, and Dino's the Yotam. So the pshat is, I didn't just have to call it Vitro, I'll be Dino, Dino's Mish Din. So, no, Litro, Trutro, it's Vitro. That's the idea of Vitro, it's darf ich mal fair sein, ein bisschen passend für das Pschad. Das heißt, ja, scheide, ich bin nicht mit Pschad. So, was ist der Teil? Aber was ruft nicht kein Vitro? Es ist ein gewaltiger Jesaj. Eins ist nicht, eins ist leider schwöcken, in der Pasch, aber es ist der Jesaj. Jesaj ist passend. The most of people, you come to a bocher, you tell them, you know, you had a bocher, it's mamish rachmona, it's a fook, no one speaks to him, it's mamish, he cries by night, you know, it's mamish, the master can go, speak to him, speak to him, learn him, it was the shayla, you know, mitzvah rabba, the ganze tariyad, yeah, but if they don't tell you, you had him as a nebach, you don't go to sleep for it. Okay, if he tries to become better than you, you can ensure that the oil will be around you, not around him. You know, you push him. Well, if someone wants to come home, he gets all the attention. You don't know, you have all the brothers, you should say in yeshiva, when you come home, he feels mamish outside the house, like chmonis in him. Sure, when he speaks in the table, you will let it. But if he will start to knock around, you will give him exactly. You show him who is the mandoma. And that is the materials of the world. I know, most imoris akdoshes is nishkin chochme. What, as Leah's mevata for his sister, kum da isha kerech of them? Especially his sister that gave her to get married to the ganze meise. That's nishkin godless. What, as Leah's mevata of a shifte kerech, that's nishkin godless. If kum Leah cheshman, as Leah will lose, she'll be embarrassed, you give everything for Leah. That's his poshet. Well, meretach of reshoi, meretach of cruel people. The chochme tzmach nidi. The imoris were fighting to get shvotim. Ganze, the amore von shvotim, the schus, jeder shevet, we daven b'schus de imoes, was kumen arois, to se a schus va de imoes va de ganze leben. And yet a shevet is noch a chelik mo klar lefo. The godless is to make a cheshbon. The godless is to make a cheshbon. People don't understand that. The chochme is nicht zu machen, de meise. De meise normale menschen machen. So, you know, they have these organizations, stock organizations. And I managed to read my Kevin Kevin on this. No, big organizations they have. So, you know, they have these big ambulances. Stand once, you know, when you stand in the street, you need someone to pick you up. And you want to go from place to place, you don't have a car, so you stand, you wait, someone will do a chesed, will take you. And this big ambulance with this big stock organization comes, you know, they don't stop for you normally, yeah? But then if someone has a car accident, he's up day, by night, mamish, misurus nefesh, and that has to show him a katri. His mamish, he gives his day and his life, mishugim. Yenem is in the hospital, kenish leben, atoras nefoshes. And to pick up a bachur, to make him a ride, also is out of your way. What is the problem? I can't have mishugim. But if you mishugim the whole day in the hospital, you could. So you know, by Yenem standing outside of the street, it's also the self is up. Some people, that's the problem. The chokm, some of them talk, they don't do some, most of them do chesed, some of them, as they feel that, you know, a company, a yeshiva, he has a chesed regulation. But I'm saying, the chokm is nisht, chav v'sholem, most of them chav v'shem shumayim, Allah me chav v'shem shumayim. But I mean to say, the chokm and chesed is nisht to tondas. If someone dies, everyone is helping him. There's a struggle in Suffolk to help. The chokm and lemon is to make the cheshbon. And if you make the cheshbon, come go mishav to make this. You know, a lot of Yabbal Yeshuvas sometimes come and tell you, it's not a gash kofer. You know, I came from such a far away. You know, the Eidom are not in the car. You know, it's not time. Most of them, Chas V'Sholem, Alem, Tzadikim, Ahuvim, but it's not a Musig in the world. If someone will feel he's doing tshuva, not because he's doing a favor to the people who come through. Then as a shlechter, as a shmutziker, and in the MS, I will be so small. I want to do tshuva. Someone has to, so no one is smiling to me the way they chew it. No one appreciates from where I came. Give up that I managed to come in. The Talmud says his akore to become from was a starke akore, but not such. If it would be Shpitz akore that was terrible when he was before, why someone has to have a shaker? Unless you get out of it. When you're making someone a favor, then you made yourself the biggest favor. No one will bet Nazar Teva himself. Someone tries to become a Rosh Hashanah. Trying to become Adam Govin, yeah? And he has a couple of hard days. Man, it's very shver for him. So don't learn. But if you want to be something, you know, it's shver nishver. You want to be him. You make someone a favor, you're trying to do it. The Chazal says, you know, I was frustrated in the parasha, the answer to, you know, the imoes. You know, Rochel gives up all the simonim for Leah. Chazal says, she came in the room, she was speaking to Yaakov the whole night. That's the reason Yaakov didn't recognize the voice. She was sitting there in the room and talking to Yaakov. Yaakov was sure it's her. Says Adam Chazal, "Mamish meisa nefesh." Nothing. She bet the doy from the shvester. Something like kach the ishi, like kach the isi. No, she Leah doesn't want to give her the doy. Adam the false. It's not pshat. If Rochel has a cheshbon, as Leah has to be embarrassed, as the richtig is after Tom. Kumish can Leah Rochel is shaker of them. Across the doy, Chazal have the gedolim. Kumish is shaker. That's what you said, Adam. When it's possible, the Dafish comes to them. I mean, that's you. That's you. That's a shame.